Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will be discussing a high-profile case that has sparked nationwide conversations, the divorce of Cardi B and Offset, with a particular focus on Offset's request for spousal support. So Offset amended his divorce filing to request alimony from Cardi B, and this move has sparked debates about gender roles and financial dynamics in divorce. And it's very interesting because oftentimes, you will see a request from alimony from the husband to the wife when maybe she earns more. But in a lot of cases, they earn plenty as well. And that's what the article talks about. You know, can he prove his need? Because just because she makes more than he does it mean that he will still meet the threshold of the need for alimony? And so it'll be interesting. And what is also fascinating, maybe only to me, but in Georgia, you can request a jury trial. I don't know how that would go. That'd be very risky, I think, but interesting because you could request a jury trial on alimony. I don't really know who has a more social capital, who thinks they would be more believable, but we will keep tuned on that for sure. Now, obviously, Cardi B's response to Offset's request was notably intense, and she reported a fan's comment criticizing Offset's move, highlighting a societal stigma against men seeking spousal support. And, you know, the one that she chose to amplify accused Offset of leveraging alimony to mess with Cardi now that she's moved on. And, of course, there's all this, you know, he was always in her money while they were married and then cheated on her. And that will certainly, well, I'm not going to say will, it may be a factor that will be evaluated. And usually, let's be real, and these are whoever, you know, they're outrageous, you know, the outraged fans and making comments. That happens every single day in divorce, that things are filed in order to gain leverage. So that's a smart move on his attorney's part. It doesn't mean they'll necessarily win, but they think there's enough of an argument to be made. So maybe now she's got to compromise on something else. That's just good lawyering, guys. It really is. If you're in a contentious situation and you aren't leveraging what you've got in order to, oftentimes that really assists in reaching a settlement because now you have some leverage and they see where you don't want an individual in a divorce to think they have nothing to lose. Because people who are like, I got nothing to lose, they'll just go and roll the dice. You want them to be worried about losing something so they come to the table potentially and compromise. It doesn't work all the time, but it's very effective. So I agree with that move from a lawyer standpoint. I don't agree that she should pay her husband because obviously I don't agree that women should ever have to pay alimony, but that I don't make the laws. And, you know, then the question is there a societal double standard when men seek spousal support? In the black and white letter of the law, no. But in the way people think about it, absolutely. So good lawyering will totally defeat that societal belief in that. And that's why I say that from my perspective, because I think women, generally speaking, bring way more to the table all the time. And they don't get double credit for actually, you know, having the children and, you know, disfiguring their bodies in order to have children and having to go through so much. And there's like no financial credit for that. And that, I think, is a mistake. And I also think that it is the minority of cases where a man is entitled to alimony, in my opinion, but they do exist. I can't deny that. You know, when we look at alimony requests, how are they assessed? The biggest thing, and this is generally across the board, every state's different. As you know, I've said that multiple times. Definitely in Florida, it is your need. So the one spouse's need who's asking as well as the other spouse's ability to pay because they aren't mutually exclusive. Like you may have a need and he might not have the ability to pay. You may have the ability to pay and he doesn't really have the need. And these are arguments that are made in throughout the proceedings, obviously legal standards, but you're looking at the finances. And that's where having a good lawyer makes a big difference. And also your lawyer knowing like, hey, who are we going to argue this in front of a jury or to a judge? Because in, you know, looking at Offset and Cardi in the article, they're like, she made $50 million last year. He made 10. Seems like they're both doing very well, and you have to keep in mind, are you going to argue that to a jury who most likely are not your peers? They're not making that kind of money. So, you have to weigh that, and is that worthwhile? And even with the court, if what you're saying your need is for is so extravagant that the court may not buy it and may not award it to you, that's what your lawyer will tell you and help you see that. But it obviously, the request creates leverage, creates an issue that will have to be addressed. And then we look at how can women prepare for the possibility of paying spousal support in a divorce? Well, you got to talk to your attorney and really understand where do you stand, and what your risk is, so that if you do have to pay alimony, how much of a risk is it? What might you do? Again, if it's too big of a risk, you might want to offer a settlement and recognize that you might want to control the outcome and what you agree to rather than risk if there's a real potential for a lot of alimony to be paid. And I have said this before on the show, I know men, nobody likes to pay alimony, but women hate it even worse. And I recognize that, I understand it, but the law does right in there, it's gender neutral. Same with the parenting, which I totally disagree with, and with the alimony. Alimony, I can, get behind it. I can understand a little bit more, but there is absolute difference between a mother and a father, but that is not the topic of the episode today. So anyway, I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 138, How to Navigate Alimony and Hidden Assets During Divorce. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming. But it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.